This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
I'm Jay Michaels. Amanda Galbraith is in for Ryan Doyle. Toronto Mayor John Tory, who joins us at his regularly scheduled time, Friday at 5:35, punctual as always. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello to both of you. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Let's very jump good. Right in. Lots of questions from 71010. Want to start talking about, and you answered this a little bit earlier, we were talking about it, as we saw, you know, peaceful protests in Toronto last Saturday, peaceful protest here in Toronto today. We're not exactly sure what's going to happen this weekend. Your thoughts and what you would like to see from the citizens of this great city.
I'm just so happy and so proud of people in Toronto because, you know, you just know the way we would do it, left to our own devices as Torontonians, is to have a protest where, you know, there's people feel really strongly about the issue, and well, they should, but that they do it peacefully. And so I just hope that continues to the weekend. My fingers are crossed. I just got a text from the chief basically saying, you know, the same thing in terms of so far, so good. And, you know, we stay right on top of this. He certainly does, and they have plans to deal with any eventuality. But I just think it's great that so far, these have been, you know, very heartfelt but very peaceful protests, and that's the Toronto way for sure.
From 71010, we're getting reports of this, and we've seen this in American cities as well, so I don't know if people are reading too much into it or you've heard anything about this, but people are talking about randomly placed piles of bricks in the downtown core. Have you heard anything about this?
Not a peep. No, I've got reports all afternoon of how the protests were going, because obviously I'm very concerned that they should stay peaceful and that everybody is kept safe. But I have not heard anything about that whatsoever.
Mayor, today when you had your brief for the week, you gave notice to hair salons, you know, those sort of places that they should prepare to reopen. What are you hearing as far as timing? What are you guys expecting from those businesses?
Well, it's kind of interesting because way back when we sort of originally put the real tightened down requirements on Toronto, and that was after we'd had a presentation, by the way, seriously, where they told us, the medical officials, that we might lose 4,000 people in the city of Toronto. 4,000 people might die, and that's when we locked everything down. I just said right from that second, look, what is the most we can do to try and stop that kind of thing from happening? But from then on, they said it was a 12-week program. The medical experts did, and here we are, you know, approaching the end of 12 weeks rather. And so I think, you know, what you're going to see is some movement that would allow for this second stage to start soon. And as a result, when that second stage starts soon, and I'm not sure it'll be effective the very day they announce it, you know, it'll be a relatively short period of time before you'll see the restaurants and these other personal service salons and so forth open again. And it's fascinating to read the rules. I mean, they're just common sense, but I've read the ones carefully and remember them better for restaurants. But they're saying things like, as expected, the tables will have to be 2 meters apart, that there'll be no more than, I think, going from memory, 6 people at a table. They will serve the food to the front of the table, and then you'll sort of pass the food around at the table. You know, PPE will be worn by the servers, and it goes on. A lot of disinfection standards, so things will be different. Same with patios. I don't remember what I read about nail salons. I'm not into that as much as you, Amanda.
That's but, really important to me. You should check
I
in on
remember
that. Let
your
me know.
Nails. Oh my goodness gracious! I don't know, Jay, whether you've seen them. They're like a work of art, and they seem to change every 2 hours or so. But I'm not sure how all that works. But anyway,
every time she tries to type, she accidentally gets out of the Zoom chat because of
exactly.
Fingernails are too long.
But anyway, having said all that, so there are rules like that that sound very strict. And I guess they are. But what we're really trying to do by putting this stuff out today is not putting it out because things are going to change tomorrow. They're not. But we think it's coming soon, and we wanted to give all the people in those businesses time to prepare. Because if you're running a restaurant, it's going to take you time to space the tables that way and perhaps reorganize your restaurant. And there's other requirements, too, that people will find interesting, and some will be disconcerted by this. But the restaurants are going to be mandated to keep a list of the people who are in for dinner with their phone numbers. Why? Well, because if somebody comes down with COVID-19, you've got to be able to, as part of this case and contact management you hear so much about, get in touch with those people and say, hey, by the way, you know, you were in the restaurant on that night and there was somebody else there who came down with COVID-19. So these are the kinds of things that people may initially feel a bit uncomfortable about or not like as much, but it's going to be part of the price we pay for opening up on a kind of a measured basis and making sure we keep people safe.
We were speaking yesterday with Damon, who's the owner of Hemingway's in Yorkville, and he essentially said a couple of things that I really liked. Number one, he said, you know, if anything, we're trying to go above and beyond the safety measures that the city's put out. We've had absolutely no problem with them whatsoever. He also said that he's noticed that his regular clientele, even though it's just pickup as opposed to, you know, being able to eat in, you know, it was normally customary that people didn't tip on a pickup. People are actually coming in and tipping more than they normally would because they want to support Hemingway's. They want to keep them open. He said, that's not just with my restaurant. That's restaurants all over the city. So I'm curious, you know, what are you hearing from the restaurant public and what are you hearing from private restaurant owners as we go into this? How are their spirits? Have they been on board all along?
I think they're okay, but they're worried. I mean, they're worried that what you just said is not going to happen. In other words, that the regulars will not come back, partly out of anxiety right. about just being out and about with the virus still being sort of present in the community. And, you know, I think some of these rules will cause people maybe even to be more nervous initially. But I think I'm very confident about this, and we're going to be doing some really exciting stuff. Like, I think the stuff I announced yesterday about patios going out onto the sidewalk and sometimes the curb lane of the street so they can be bigger, I think we're going to be doing something into the summer. That's kind of a big campaign to dine local and shop local and maybe even have sort of a passport you take around. And if you go to all these different places and support them, not just restaurants, but shops and bars, you know, you'll get something for that. And we're going to do a lot of stuff like that to get people to come out of their shells, come out of hibernation, come out of, you know, the confinement we've asked them to undertake. And, support their city. So I think when people see, I believe you're right, and I think the intelligence you got is right, that people are just chomping at the bit to go to these places. I think the reason we saw the crowd scene in Trinity Bellwoods Park, and I was there, as everybody knows, for better or for worse. Amanda probably wouldn't have let me go.
No,
mind you, I didn't ask anybody. I just went. But you know, what I saw there was a lot of people who I think otherwise would have been at a patio. You know, they just would have. I mean, they were there because the patios were closed. So I think people are going to be out, and I think they know these businesses really need to have a good summer in order to, some of them, just to hang on. So I think people will get out there and support them, and we're going to be urging them to do that.
Mayor, question here from 71010. When are civic centers going to be opened?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I mean, we're going to be opening back up for some of the services to serve people who are going to be back in business. But what we've really tried to do, believe it or not, over the period of the pandemic is to move a lot of stuff online. So we said today, for example, that if you're going to start a new business and you need a business license, you can now do that online, which you could not do before. You had to come to City Hall. And so I think what we're going to be saying to our own workers to set an example, because we're one of the top 25 employers in the city, is please don't come back to work in huge numbers as yet unless you have to. And so we'll be opening up the services in person at counters and whatnot that have to be reopened, and that will mean an opening up to some extent of the city halls. But we're really going to be trying to convince many of our employees to stay home through the fall period, to keep the stress off the transit system, to, you know, have fewer people we have to deal with in terms of physical distancing and so on. And we're asking the other top employers in the city to do the same. We've had huge cooperation on that.
When it comes to those people that are hopefully using transit with a little bit less of a strain on it, I was driving by a streetcar today, and this texter from 71010 sort of echoing the experience that I had. Could you please ask Mayor Tory to tell the TTC not to allow people to get on the bus without paying and without wearing a mask? It's not fair to those of us who are paying and who are wearing a mask on board TTC.
Well, I certainly agree on the paying part, and I mean, it's just not fair to people who are paying for people to get on who are not paying. And we have a low-income fare pass for people. We have the two-hour hop-on, hop-off, so you can go and do a number of errands without having to pay twice and all that. On the mask side, I can only tell you that I think we're headed in the direction, just sorting out some legal things and wanting to follow proper process to something that will amount to an instruction to wear a face covering, because I think that's the only way you can, you know, make sure that in the absence of being able to physically distance because of the fact the subways and buses and so on will get more crowded as more people come back to work, we have to really say to people, you must wear a mask. It's already a strong recommendation. You know, one of the challenges will obviously be to enforce that kind of thing. But having said that, I think we're certainly going to give it as much strength as possible. That's my prediction, so that people will know it's really serious that they should wear a face covering. And I'm getting used to wearing one now. It's not the greatest, and you have to sometimes speak up a little more to make yourself heard and, you know, all that, but it's not, it rather than giving somebody else the virus, it's a lot better than that.
Mayor, I saw on your Instagram the other day, it's Pride Month, and you were actually wearing quite a cool face mask. It was a Pride featured one. Can you talk about that?
You know, I met this most wonderful artist. We saw her online, and now I'm going to forget her name. I think her name was Nadine, and I'm sorry I don't remember, but I'll make sure I get it to you so you can put it on your Twitter account. But she does T-shirts and things with the skyline of Toronto as well as art. She's an artist. And I saw that she had a great pride mask that has the skyline kind of on it, and she's making those. And so I went right over to her place to get one so that I could put it out on my own Twitter account and show support for her. I apologize for the fact to her in particular that I can't remember her last
name. It's Nadia.
But Nadia, that's it. I was close. But anyway, she's just a wonderful, enthusiastic. She loves Toronto. She came from Montreal to move here, and she's done these great pride masks. And people should go have a look at her website or wherever she has these masks for sale. And I've got a variety of them now, because I want to wear them frequently to set an example. And so I want to have all kinds of different ones. So I haven't got one for the Leafs or the Raptors yet, but I'm working on it.
There we go.
The amount of people you meet in a day, that was still pretty impressive. I'm just going to say, even getting in the ballpark, I was impressed by that because I'm terrible with names. Thank you again so much. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You remember Amanda's name. For today, it's the only one you have to remember, Jay. That and your wife. You too have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
You too, Mayor.
Bye now.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.